I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
Now we're going to talk about some of those music movies that we just saw at South by Southwest. Friday night was a double feature of these kind of documentaries at one theater. First up was a movie called Sidemen, Long Road to Glory, which looks at the lives of three blues musicians, each of whom passed away in 2011. Piano player Pinetop Perkins and drummer Willie Big Eye Smith played in Muddy Waters' band, and Hubert Sumlin played guitar for Howlin' Wolf. Bonnie Raitt actually says in the movie that playing that Hubert Sumlin solo we just heard there from 300 Pounds of Joy is a favorite party trick.
Yeah, Stephen, it's interesting. This is another movie about sort of undersung or largely forgotten musicians, kind of along the same lines of 20 Feet from Stardom or even Standing in the Shadows of Motown. In this case, some masters of the blues who, you know, really good musicians who were sort of under the line of the massive headliners.
And in that way, it very much fit in the South by Southwest idea of being appreciative of music and not necessarily the biggest stars, but people who are world-class musicians like these three.
And Pinetop Perkins actually lived in Austin near the end of his life.
Made it to 97 years old. Chris, you stuck around for the second half of that double feature, which was a documentary called Miss Sharon Jones about the great soul singer.
100 days, 100 nights to know a man's heart.
That film was made by a pretty well-regarded artist herself, Barbara Kopple, who's won a couple of Oscars for making documentaries. How was Miss Sharon Jones?
It's a really good film, Stephen. I mean, Barbara Kopple, I don't think, does a lot that's not top-notch. What she does here is she focuses on the year that Sharon Jones found out she had cancer, and what that meant for her, what that meant for the band, all these musicians who are trying to get paid and stay busy. She tells a really good story. She locates the story and then also lets you enjoy the artistry and the music of Sharon Jones. I'm actually a big fan of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I believe you are
as well.
So, yeah, it's a really strong film.
And it paints the picture of her as being not only a survivor, but someone who had serious doubts that she would ever make it in the music business in the first place.
Yeah, she was told by record executives that she was too black, that she was too short, she was too fat, she was too old. And so, yeah, that same sense of I'm going to get through cancer kind of ties back to that tenacity of I'm going to make it in this business and show all of them.
Well, we don't have a word yet on a release date for Sidemen or Miss Sharon Jones, but we'll update you if we find those out. But audiences in North Texas will soon be able to see a pair of feature films about legendary trumpet players that also played at South by Southwest. Born to Be Blue stars Ethan Hawke as Chet Baker. Neither of us made it to that one, but we did catch an early screening of Miles Ahead featuring Don Cheadle as Miles Davis.
That's in the forte, see?
Yeah.
Like we're coming
that's
in.
Right. So. That's right. And I wanted to sting it, you know, hit it.
Yeah.
And really take it off. Then they got a glissando. Oh, yeah, man.
Stephen, it's an unusual look at Miles Davis in that it focuses on these 5 years that he was inactive.
And Cheadle is a pretty spot-on Miles Davis, as we heard in that cut. It's an interesting choice on his part to focus on a major musician's downside, so not when they're putting out all of the work that we're used to hearing from them, but when they're struggling to do that.
And then we have some flashbacks to earlier in his life and some of his success, but even some of that is kind of dark. I mean, we see some of the struggles that he had being a black man, being a black star in that period of time. And so it mixes in some of the life story, but the core is really that later stuff where he's trying to figure out, you know, why am I not making music right now?
Born to Be Blue, the Chet Baker story, is out in theaters March 25th, and Miles Ahead is out the following week.